We spend a lot of time speaking about the concept of emunah, of belief. And I think that word means different things for different people. For some of us, the concept of emunah is the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a creator. I believe that God created everything, and not just as a historical creator, but as a contemporary creator as well. HaMechadesh B'tuvo B'chol Yom Tabin Ma'aseh Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world way back when, and he continues to create and recreate the world day in and day out. Some of us, our concept of emun, our concept of belief, is rooted in the idea of Gamzu L'tova, that whatever happens is always for the good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the show, whatever happens is for the good. But you know, on Shabbos, I came across such an incredibly profound insight. A simple idea that resonated with so much profundity for me. It's an insight by the great tzaddik Rav Asher of Stalin. And the Stalin Rebbe says, you know what the definition of emunah is? I'm going to quote you his words. He says, "Ein shum davar sheyachol lavo alav in lo beratzon Hashem yisbarach." Nothing could happen to me. Nothing could happen to me if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it. Listen to these words. Nothing could happen to me if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it. And that by definition means, if something does happen to me, it's because that is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what else could I possibly want out of life? You know, sometimes we live life and we think that the goal is that life should go according to my plan. The goal is that life should turn out the way that I want it. But we don't really believe that. Because deep down, as much as each of us thinks we know what we want or how things should be, we realize that our intellect is limited, our line of sight, our foresight is impaired. And the truth is, we often only see things in the here and now and through our lens. At the end of the day, what we really want to happen is what the Ribono Shel Olam wants to happen. And that's emunah. Emunah is the belief that nothing could happen to me if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it to happen. And says the Rebbe, do you know what happens when you have this level of emunah? He says one has the ability to lead a life that is free from daiga, that is free from worry. We spend so much time worrying about all of the what ifs. What if this happens? What if that happens? What happens if things don't go this way or they do go that way? And so many of us live life with a million different scenarios playing out in our minds. And all of those multiple scenarios do is create anxiety, create fear, and create daiga, create worry. But says the Rebbe, if I live my life and I realize I am in the hands of Hashem, and nothing could happen to me if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it, that is emunah. And it's that emunah that yields and that breeds a sense of life tranquility, a sense of calm, a sense of inner equilibrium, and ultimately a sense of simcha. And especially in these times in which we're living, where there are so many scenarios that we hear on the news and so many scenarios that runs through our head, we have to walk around with this idea every single day. Nothing could happen to me if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it. I am in the Ribono Shel Olam's hand. May we be zocha to live a life of emunah. As a result, remove the daiga, remove the worry, and as a result of the removal of daiga, find and lead a life of simcha and tranquility. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.